Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name again. I hope you are rejoicing in the Lord and finding Him to be all sufficient for your needs today. You will, if this is not your experience, then you will if you pursue Him diligently. Hebrews tells us that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. This morning, I would like to share on a subject I don't know if ever heard preached about too much. It's about aging graciously, about getting old. The Eastern religions revere the aged. And of course, this includes the Hebrews, the Jews in the Bible. They view wisdom, experience and character very highly. Consider a few verses. One is Job 12, verse 12. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. Leviticus 19:32. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God. I am the Lord. God takes it seriously that we honor the old people, and even commanded that they rise up if an older man enters the room or comes on the scene. Rise up before him, honor him. This is a good principle for us to be seeking after. Proverbs 16:31, the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. So to be gray-headed is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. If a man is righteous and he grows up, he gets older and he continues in righteousness and he gets a gray head, it's a crown of glory. Now consider the Greek or Hellenistic cultures. It's very different. Here, strength and beauty are admired and even worshipped. Youth or youthfulness is viewed very highly. And our culture here in the United States stems from the Greek cultures. The things that were common in Greece, back in the glory days of Greece, are common today in the United States of America. Many things. I often hear people bemoaning how old they are. Maybe they don't want to tell you how old they are. It's an embarrassment, they think. You see older people that dye their hair, you know. I've seen old ladies that obviously were pretty well up in their years, and they had jet black hair. And you just realize that's not real. It's fake. And they try to decrease their wrinkles the best they can, and they do all they can to keep from showing their age. It's a result of a mentality of our culture. You know, I've heard people say, oh, it hit me so hard when I turned 30. Or, oh, when I turned 40, that was so depressing. That sort of thing. But in the Bible, you don't hear that kind of thing. You don't see people bemoaning they turn 30 or turn 40 or turn 50 or whatever. Age is revered. Age is something that's desired, the wisdom and the character and all that goes with it. In America, the average lifestyle is very independent. People like to be free. People like to have time to do their own things. They like to just not be bothered with more than they have to be bothered with. And children are considered a bother. Lots of people, if they even want children at all, they only want one or two. Children are considered a bother. Is it any wonder that when people get old and can't take care of themselves too well anymore, that now the children, which are now grown-ups, now they consider their parents a bother, and they're put into nursing homes and just exist in the nursing home the rest of their life. It seems so sad. There they are in their old days. The children don't want to be bothered with them, don't want to take care of them, put them in a nursing home. But really, it starts with us when we're young. If we consider our children a bother, how can we expect anything other than them considering us a bother once the tables are turned, once they can take care of themselves and they can provide for themselves and they have the money that they need and we don't, and we're now the weak ones. We're the ones that can't provide for ourselves. We're the ones that need more than we can give, or more than we have. The tables are turned, and we're reaping what we sowed. And the consequence of worshiping youth is very drastic. You can only be young for so long, and then you start going the other way. You're not young anymore. You're never going to be young anymore. Your strength is decreasing. Your vigor is starting to go out the door. Your beauty is not the same anymore. And people get depressed, because that's what, in their mind, was the best thing. In their mind, that's the best time of life. And once the best is over, it is kind of depressing. But if we have the mind of Christ and the mind of those in the Bible, and we know wisdom to be the principal thing, it can be so different. When we look forward to getting older, look forward to the things that pertain to being aged, the hoary head, the wisdom, the honor that belongs to the aged, that it can be so different. That's always in front of us. And we're always thinking about it and looking forward to it in a way. I want to be realistic. I understand that it's not easy to lose that youthful vigor and all that goes with it. But if we have eternal perspectives, especially if we can see beyond this life as we should and have a true eternal perspective of what it will be like to have a new body, be resurrected, and live with Jesus and praise Him and worship Him forever and ever. If we have eyes of faith and we live by faith and not by sight, it can be so different when we look forward to being done with this life, and we want to live this life to the fullest for God up into our old age. It can be so different, so much better. And I pray that I would be able to do that, that you would be able to do that, to age graciously. And one of the things that are so important are that while we have our good mind, that we use it for God, that we fill it with godly things, I've seen people that when they started losing their mind, the things that they were able to hide all their lifetime, lustful lifestyle or whatever it might be, they were able to hide, and now in their old days, they can't hide it anymore. It starts coming out, and it's embarrassing. So I encourage you to fill your mind with good things today. Make it a lifestyle where your mind is disciplined, and we can age graciously that way. We can serve God all the days of our life and look forward to your life yet to come, an eternal life in the presence of God, where the glories will be beyond anything we can imagine in this life. I'd like to speak about the discipline of the mind tomorrow and probably Saturday, the 2 days that are coming yet this week. So tune back in and hope to share some more then. God bless your day.